Amateur Radio Newsline Report 2112, with a release date of Friday, April 20th, 2018, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST, a dramatic radio rescue amid Colorado wildfires. A Minnesota ham's killer gets life in prison, and Art Bell becomes a silent key. All of this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report 2112 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from St. Louis, Missouri, here's Christian Kudnick, K0STH.
On Tuesday, April 17th, 8 wildfires broke out in Colorado, where the National Weather Service had declared a red flag day due to dangerously high winds and low humidity. Evacuations began quickly during one fire about 20 miles southeast of Colorado Springs. 50-foot-high flames swept through at 35 miles per hour. Ron Cook, KE0ILD, looked outside of his home and saw he was surrounded by heavy black smoke. He dialed 911 and got a busy signal. Panicked, he called on a widely used repeater system, asking anyone listening to call 911 for him. Amanda Alden, K1DDN, and Jeff Carrier, K0JSC, heard him and placed the call. Knowing this was a fire with ongoing evacuations, she reached out to El Paso County Dispatch to find out if Ron was in the evacuation zone. Dispatch said he was safe, then called back 30 seconds later saying he should evacuate immediately. Amanda relayed the info and Ron prepared to leave. A half hour later, Ron reported that he and his family were safe.
KE0NWR Mobile. This is Kilo Echo Zero India Lima Delta. And we have evacuated. We've got the whole Fox Springs neighborhood is under fire at this time. There are several fire departments out here and they're working it. But they did do a reverse call, a reverse 911. Hopefully everyone was awake and heard their phone ring. This is Kilo Echo Zero, India Lima Delta, Ron out at Hanover. Out here watching the big weenie roast. We're clear.
Thank you so much for the update. I was really worried, so I really appreciate it, and I really hope that your home stays safe as well. K1DDN.
Copy. When we left, we had flames three-quarters of a mile west of our house, but the wind is blowing northeast. Northeast. So hopefully, we're standing here watching. It looks like from where we're at, there are two structures on fire, the black smoke. But anyway, everybody's out there as far as I know. I hope they are. And thank you for your help. Do appreciate it. I'll have to talk to you another time. Kilo Echo Zero India Lima Delta. We're clear listening.
It is unknown if his home survived. At Newsline production time, several wildfires continued to burn throughout Colorado. Aries was on standby, involved in different areas of assistance. Amanda, K1DDN, is a Colorado Aries Region Emergency Coordinator and keeps on top of most disasters there. A judge gave a 28-year-old man life behind bars for the beating death of a 95-year-old amateur radio operator. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, has that story.
A Minnesota man has received life in prison for the beating death of a 95-year-old ham while burglarizing his home. Isaiah Thomas was sentenced on April 9th for the killing of Albert Leyline, W0NHW, in his Anoka, Minnesota home on Thanksgiving weekend in 2016. Albert was also a retired radio engineer who worked at radio station WCCO. Albert was found beaten to death with a flashlight and a clock in his home where he and his wife raised their 6 children. An amateur radio operator and World War II veteran, he had lost his wife, Hannah, to cancer several years ago. Thomas, who is 28, pleaded guilty March 6th to the killing. He could be eligible for parole in 30 years. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
A giant in broadcasting and a well-known longtime amateur has become a silent key. Mike Askins, KE5CXP, has that report.
The unmistakable voice of Art Bell, whether on amateur AF or on commercial radio, has gone silent. Art Bell, W6OBB, became a silent key at his Southern Nevada home on Friday, April 13. Radio listeners knew him for his late-night syndicated show, Coast to Coast AM, a radio program he created to explore crop circles, UFOs, and all things paranormal. Hosting the program from the home studio of his FM radio station, KNYE, Pahrump, Nevada, he created a broadcast phenomenon that soared to popularity in the 1990s when it was carried by more than 500 radio stations and gained a following from such celebrities as William Shatner and singer Josh Groban, and earned him the title King of the Weird from ABC News. But amateur radio operators who heard his distinctive voice on the HF bands also knew Bell as a fellow ham. Art had been licensed since the age of 13 when he got his ticket as a technician class operator. He was also licensed as a Class A operator in the Philippines with the call sign 4F1AB. Art Bell was inducted into the Nevada Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame in 2006 and the National Radio Hall of Fame in 2008. Art Bell was 72. A note on the show's website says, quote, "As he begins his journey on the other side, we take solace in the hope that he is now finding out all of the answers to the mysteries he pursued for so many nights with all of us," end quote. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Mike Askins, KE5-CXP.
To hear excerpts of a 2016 interview between Art Bell and QSO Today's Eric Guth, 4Z1UG, visit arnewsline.org and click on the left-hand tab that says Extra. These excerpts are provided as a Newsline Extra courtesy of Hap Holly's Rain Report. We report on another silent key. A ham radio operator known for providing the essentials to the amateur community at large. We hear from Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
A South Carolina businessman, well known and respected in the amateur radio community, has become a silent key. Presley Jones, N8UG, also known as the Wireman, died on Tuesday, the 10th of April, at the age of 89. Prez was widely known for the business from which he got his nickname, which has been serving hams with coax, connectors, wires, and other components since 1976. A note on the company website said, quote, "We are thankful for his dedication and contributions to the amateur radio community for over 45 years. He was a great teacher and speaker with a one-of-a-kind approach to communications and a down-to-earth mentor," end quote. Rest in peace. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
Get your straight keys, bugs, or paddles out. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, explains why.
What's more challenging than making it to the age of 80 or copy encode at a respectable rate? Combining the two activities, that's what the First Class CW Operators Club, or the FOC, will be doing throughout the month of May to mark its 80th anniversary. Its global membership will take to the bands using CW and special call signs which incorporate the number 80. The club is calling it the 80th anniversary on-air challenge, and participants are competing for the highest ranking possible on the leaderboard in order to qualify for awards at gold, silver or bronze levels. The club recommends locating other club members by using the DJ1 YFK skimmer or the G7 VJR FOC cluster. For more details, visit the website at g4foc.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the Tri-Town RAC's WD9 HSY repeater on Wednesday nights at 8. Another reminder, don't wait too long to send in your nominations for this year's Bill Pasternak Memorial Young Ham of the Year Award. We are accepting nominations through May 31st, and it's coming up fast. Candidates must be 18 or younger and be a resident of the United States, its possessions, or any Canadian province. Application forms are available on our website, arnewsline.org, under the YHOTY tab. Hams in Australia are getting ready to honor military veterans, especially the radios that serve so well. Here's Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
A group of hams here in Australia have decided it's time to put a very select group of military veterans back into service. They're vintage radios, many of which served during World War II right up through the Vietnam War. From the 28th to the 29th of April, you can hear these operators throughout the HF bands during the inaugural Australian Military Radio Operators Weekend. Their outputs range from QRP to 400 watt PEP. Their modes range from CW to AM, even SSB. So be listening for the call CQ Military Radio Weekend, or if you happen to have one of these fine vintage vets in your possession, answer the call of duty and get it on the air. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB, also a returned vet from Vietnam, 6667.
YLs in Japan have finished a year of celebrations, and Jason Daniels, VK2LAW, has the details.
Special event station 8 November 60 Juliet Lima Romeo Sierra is off the air. The Japan Ladies Radio Society has concluded its 60th anniversary activation, which began last year with the special event call sign assigned to the club. Despite on-again, off-again band conditions, club members could be heard for 12 months, calling CQ from Hokkaido in the north to Okinawa in the south. According to club chairperson Yukiko Maki, 7 Kilo 4 Tango Kilo Bravo, the year's operations ended with more than 20,000 QSOs logged, which she said was more than expected. She told Amateur Radio Newsline in an email that the special event station accomplished so much more than that. She wrote, "This excitement led to the restart for those who had stopped ham radio activities. Some members purchased the state-of-the-art transceivers, repaired their antennas, and are getting ready for their renewed enjoyment. Now that is a happy anniversary indeed." For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
The time is edging closer for the World Radio Team Championships in Germany, and not just for competitors, as we hear from Ed Durant, DD5LP.
Tours and events at the World Radio Team Championships, WRTC 2018, is not just a radio contest. It also provides competitors and their families the opportunity to gather and visit interesting and educational places around the Wittenberg region. The WRTC organisers are very aware of their responsibility to provide interesting activities for the non-competing guests who are coming to support friends and family on the various teams. It's not just the visitors and families who get to go sightseeing, though. The committee members have made time in the 7-day schedule to allow competitors also to join trips to visit Leipzig on Thursday and to Berlin on Monday. During the times that the teams are busy, Friday through Sunday, the non-contesters are well taken care of with tours to Dresden and the beautiful, calm Wörlitzer Country Park. All tours are first-class buses with English-speaking and, optionally, Russian-speaking tourist guides. All attending WRTC can also join walking tours in Wittenberg, around which the WRTC is based. This historical town in the heart of Europe has guided tours covering the history of Martin Luther and showing the place where Wilhelm Weber was born. Our hobby owes much to Weber, who invented wire-based telegraphy with Carl Friedrich Gauss in 1833. Without their work, there would be no CW in our hobby today. If there's enough interest, there's also talk of a beer the expedition. We're told this would be a scientific approach to beer drinking and a visit to the historical brewery in Wittenberg. Visitors to the WRTC 2018 in Germany can book tours and tickets via booking.wrtc2018.de/en/offers. As well as the tours, there are a limited number of tickets for the WRTC opening Thursday and closing Monday formal events. For Amateur Radio Newsline and counting down the weeks to the event, this is Ed Durant, DD5LP.
It's a party, and Indiana amateurs are hosting. Bring your best signal and your best on-air manners. Here's Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
Springtime in Indiana means it's time to start planning for the Indiana CUSO Party. The Hoosier DX and Contest Club sponsors the event and offers an award for working all 92 Indiana counties. But wait! There's more. Not only is the Indiana CUSO party on May 5th, but there's also three other CUSO parties on that day. One of the committee members, Mark Music, WB9CIF, explains.
There's always a lot of excitement about the first Saturday in May because there's four CUSO parties going on simultaneously, and so there's a lot of activity. The four CUSO parties are the Indiana CUSO party, the New England CUSO party, which is all six of the New England states, the Delaware CUSO party, and the 7QP CUSO party. And what the clubs out west have done is all eight states in this 7th call district have got fixed and mobile stations on so that they're trying to activate all the counties in all eight of those states. And all the major contest logging software people have set up their software so that you don't really have to be participating, say, in the New England CUSO party. You just work people in all four, and all four CUSO parties have worked together here so that you submit your log to each one of them, and they score their CUSO party from your log individually.
For the county hunters, this is a great chance to finish off your Indiana checklist.
We started in 02, and all but two or three years, we've gotten all 92 counties on the air at some time during the contest period.
You can find all the details at hdxcc.org/INQP. Reporting for Amateur Radio Newsline from the Hoosier State, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, in Bloomington, Indiana.
In the world of DX, listen for Sergey. R4WAA is active from Nepal as 9N7WA. Through the 27th of April, listen for him operating CW and digital modes on the HF bands, QSL via his home call. Finally, we ask, what's happening here? Amateur radios in the movies and now amateur radios on one more TV show. We'll let Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, explain.
As anyone who's ever been in a ham shack knows, you don't need to be able to see something to expect great things from it. Take radio waves, for instance. You can't see them, but on a good day with good band conditions, they can deliver the world. So what's the deal with Dan Connor? The character on the American TV series Roseanne is hiding something from his family, and we, the audience, can't see it either. On the April 17th episode of Roseanne, the recently revived situation comedy on the ABC network, Roseanne's husband Dan has some kind of amateur radio rig tucked away in the garage that he's fixing.
It's like that ham radio Dad tinkers with in the garage. If it was going to work, it would have worked by now.
Dad just got that radio working. He's got a friend in Duluth that's 102.
Could Dan, portrayed by actor John Goodman, secretly have gotten his ticket? Is he carrying the legacy of the character Mike Baxter from TV's Last Man Standing? That popular show was canceled on the same network not long ago. Well, we don't see Dan's rig in this recent episode, but like radio waves, Santa, and the Tooth Fairy, that doesn't mean we can't believe in it. Perhaps the reality of one more ham radio operator on TV is out there, just below the noise floor. So we'll keep tuning in, listening, and watching. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
With thanks to ABC TV, ABC News, Allen Labs, the ARRL, Kersey Warner Productions, Coast to Coast AM website, CQ Magazine, The Daily DX, First Class CW Operators Club, Hap Holly and the Rain Report, Minneapolis Star Tribune, Nick VK7BEE, Ohio Penn DX Bulletin, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show, Time Magazine, Wireless Institute of Australia, Wireman.com, WRTC 2018, WTWW Shortwave, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Please send emails to our address at newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website at www.arnewsline.org. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Christian Kudnick, K0STH in St. Louis, Missouri, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2018, all rights reserved.